La Liga.
Celta Vigo against Atletico Madrid then. Vigo 16-5, the draw 21-10. Atleti in the betting at even money. Atleti, of course, flying following their demolition of Real Madrid last weekend in the derby. That said, Vigo not an easy place to go. Celta Vigo are a solid enough side. But would you agree here, that Ray, that Atleti are evens? Pretty tempting, bearing in mind that they are firmly in the title race now, and they know that a win will really put the pressure on the other teams around them.
I think it's more than tempting. I think it's a must. You must back Atletico even money this weekend. I think even if it's just based on their performance last week against Real Madrid, they absolutely destroyed one of the European champions. It wasn't even a competition. It was completely one-way traffic from minute one to minute 90. And if they replicate any kind of performance, then they'll brush aside this Vigo side. Vigo not coming into this in the best of form. I think they haven't been defeated in two games, which you have to go back to November for the first time. For the last time they didn't lose in two games. Mm. You know, they really are coming on a bad stretch of form over the last. You know, 8 to 12 weeks. I think it was since they won at the Nou Camp, they really started to slide down the table. And missing a couple of players with Dozier and Hugo Malo will be missing through injury. They've probably made about 35, 36 appearances between them so far this season. So they're important. And Atleti are fresh. They seem to have got that second wind. I didn't expect them to be challenging for the title. They are. I'm still in awe of how they played on Saturday against Real Madrid, and for that alone, I have to back them at even money.
Okay. Would you want to take them on a handicap, or is there something more adventurous that you're seeking, or is the even money sufficient enough for you?
I don't think we need to get greedy here. I think the even money is more than sufficient. They're beaten in the last four. Sorry, unbeaten in the last four against Celta, Atleti, winning all four of those. They drew at home. Sorry, they're unbeaten in the last five. I think they drew back at home in September. I think they drew 2-2. It was a really disappointing performance from Atleti, but I think they will. I think they'll look to respond from that. The good thing is Atleti has scored in all their away games this season, by the opening day against Vallecano. It includes trips to Real, Valencia, and Barcelona. I'd be surprised if Celta have two goals in them. I don't think they do. So I think Atleti win this, but I don't think we should be going -1, -2 or anything like that, because, again, Atleti are a side with European ambitions. We know they don't have the biggest squad, and they are also a side who, once they're in a commanding lead, they don't look to build on it. They look to consolidate. I think they probably win this one 2-0, if I'm being honest, but I'm not going to put up a correct score when we don't need to, when the even money is more than big enough.
Okay, so even money big enough, but if you were interested, the 2-0 is 15-2. By the sound of things, Ray, I know you weren't keen on the handicap, but would Atleti to win to nil appeal?
It does. It does. I think I've got this here. I mean, I've got a stat for you.
Nine to five.
Yeah, it is a big price. Mm. Between November and January, Celta went 7 league games without scoring. That's the longest run so far this season in Europe's top 5 leagues. That's even worse than obviously the run that Aston Villa were on up until they scored against Chelsea on the weekend. So they went, but the problem is they've got talent. I watched them against Sociedad on Saturday night. Celta Vigo, and they had 6 or 7 decent chances before they eventually scored. The problem is it was falling to the wrong player, it was falling to midfielders. If it falls to Milito or Larrave, then you're probably getting a different outcome, and it was Milito who eventually scored in that game. Atleti to win to nil is a decent price at 9-5, but Atleti have kept just 4 clean sheets on the road this season, and Celta do have good attackers in Milito and Larrave, so again, it's one to play with caution, but if anyone was to tell me they're backing it, I wouldn't tell them they're wrong, or that it's going to be a losing bet, because Atleti are certainly weaker on the road defensively than they have been, in what they were last season, let's say.
Mm. Okay. So the best bet, just the outrights?
Yes, even money, Atleti. I mean, it's not... I'm just going to read you... I was doing a bit of reading up on Simeone. I mean, after that performance at Real Madrid, against Real Madrid, sorry, on the weekend, people are suggesting that Atleti are no more, you know, they've kind of lost that underdog tag now, and they are pretty much amongst Europe's elite. And they are, you know, they're competing now with Barcelona and Real Madrid for two seasons. 184 games Simeone's been in charge with Atleti, and he's won 119 of them. I mean, that's well, we know he's a good manager, but I didn't realise his record was that good, to be honest. 119, nearly 120 wins from, probably will be 120 wins on a weekend from 185 games, I think. Very, very strong. There is a goal scorer that I wanted to put up, actually. Just let me find my notes. Mandzukic scored 7 goals in his last 6 away matches in La Liga for Atleti. He didn't play against Bilbao. He didn't play against Almeria. So basically, you have to go back to when they beat Real Madrid 2-1 at the Bernabeu in September for the last time he failed to score away from home. I mean, that it's late September. We're now in February. There's an awful lot of games he's played and scored in. He's 9-2 first and last and 29-20 any time. He's scored 44% of Atletico's away goals this season.
Okay, nice. I do like that. It's a big enough price as well, isn't it?
I mean, he's not a player I particularly rate. I don't.
I'm a big fan of his. We spoke about this at the start of the season. I think he's a really good striker, and you weren't as convinced. But his goal scoring record is, you know, when you really put it under scrutiny, for the last few years now, it has been pretty good when he's been given the chances.
Yeah, I think, I mean, at Bayern, I felt I could have scored goals in that Bayern side. I know you're still going to put the ball in the back of the net, and, you know, I respect any striker who does it so frequently, but it was always a big question mark for me on whether he could do it, A, in a different league, and B, with a lesser side, shall we say. But his scoring has been pretty decent so far this season. I still wouldn't put him amongst Europe's best, like he was being touted, you know, when he was at Bayern, but I'm certainly impressed with how he's doing. And I really, really do like the price of 29-20 any time this week. Unfortunately, I've just checked the headline offers, and our trainers have opted to go with Antoine Griezmann instead of Mandzukic. So I would have been all over the Atleti and Mandzukic.
Well, you can still back it.
You can still put it together, of course you can.
It's 23-10, which it's okay, but I'd rather just back Mandzukic any time at 29-20 for the difference it makes. But then again, it's still not a bad bet, in my opinion.
No, good scoring record for a side who I fully expect to get the victory.
Okay, so we're on Atleti even money, though, is the best bet. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, I absolutely love it. It's a great price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.